5th of March 2020, Answering Questions Part 5. In the beginning, I would like to make a supplement or correction to the text from yesterday. It has been brought to my attention from the medical side that the bishops probably fear an increased risk during all communion because the pathogens of the coronavirus are mainly found in the throat. When the mouth is open, they may be transmitted to other people, but, despite this, I still say that, in my view, the measures are not appropriate. Today, I will try to give some advice on how to react when in public holy masses, in one's own parish, the form of hand communion is offered, and one considers such a reception as foreign, or even unworthy of oneself. A first possibility would be to examine whether in other places Holy Communion can still be received in the way it is usually received. It should be investigated whether it is only recommendations of the bishops and not an order which the priest may treat differently. If in another parish the regular reception of the Holy Communion is possible, a provisional person solution would be found. The difference between recommendation and order is important. Recommendations have no obedience character. Orders usually claim obedience. One could suggest to the celebrant that all those who wish to practice oral communion should communicate in the end, so as not to unsettle anxious hand communicators. Also, the use of a side chapel would be an option for those who wish to receive oral communion. As a consequence, one can also not receive the Holy Communion and to give this to the Lord as a sacrifice during this Lent for the many unworthy and thoughtless Holy Communions. In Germany, I have heard from a priest that no communion is distributed by the Petrine Brotherhood, which celebrates in the Tridentine Rite. If you do not receive the Holy Communion out of the mentioned reasons above, the value of frequent or even daily communion shines even more clearly to us. This would be similar to a physical fasting in which one learns to appreciate the food that is otherwise taken for granted all the more. It remains to be seen how long such an arrangement will last. If the question of receiving communion becomes a question of conscience, for one personally, if one has impressions on what is insulting the Lord, without discussing this now, then the path of renunciation must be chosen. What should be avoided is forcing the priest who follows the recommendation of the bishop and distributes communion only in the hand to give communion in the mouth. In this way, he will get into trouble, and such a thing should not cause a public stir which would disturb the worship service and also unsettle the faithful. It would be good to prove with the priest beforehand whether he also allows exceptions for those who, for various internal reasons, do not want to take communion in the hand. The priest can be asked to take a serious care in this case of the spiritual needs of the faithful. A mere reference to obedience is not enough, if for some faithful it is even a matter of conscience. In this context, it is advisable to sacrifice the Lord the pain that this arrangement means for oneself and for others, and, if one experiences inwardly, the pain of inflicts of the Lord. Recently I spoke to a parish priest who has been obliged to give Holy Communion to the faithful in his parish for a long time, and he said that it is still painful for him to have to do so. Even if one does not have to agree with the view that such a situation of coronavirus would be exploited by bishops in order to introduce hand communion for all the faithful, vigilance is needed. The faithful as a whole must have the freedom to receive communion in the way they want. Perhaps the faithful could also join together and ask the priest and the bishop in charge, maybe with a letter, to withdraw this recommendation, since it brings the faithful into spiritual distress. I would like to conclude by returning to the fact that one can consciously renounce Holy Communion if one has serious internal problems with hand communion. In my opinion, it would be better to clarify before the Lord which way to choose in the future than to feel bad when receiving Holy Communion, to feel remorse, to have the feeling of betraying the Lord. Then it is first of all a matter of getting the soul back into balance, in order to then allow the Lord to show us in peace what is right in the present situation. In such a case, I think that the Lord also gives His grace in spiritual communion and that nothing is lost. To summarize my position, I do not consider the measure to recommend or order hand communion because of the coronavirus to be appropriate. It is too great an intrusion into the intimate sphere of the believer, who might get into internal difficulties as a result. At this point, simply asking for obedience is not enough, because it can indeed be a matter of conscience for the believer. But this must be dealt differently, because in this case, it is not a question of will. One can certainly ask to trust the Church in the measure. From my point of view, however, receiving communion by hand is not a sin or a sacrilege. But for many reasons, it is a questionable practice, which I personally cannot recommend, as St. John Paul II did in Germany in 1980. To make this way of receiving as a rule during the corona crisis, do not see enough the concerns and needs of not a few believers. Therefore, there should be ways in which the faithful can receive Holy Communion without feeling compelled to practice hand communion against their convictions. The bishop's recommendation can be seen, as it is intended, as a temporary emergency decree which justifies the practice of communion by hand for the period of the crisis. Whoever sees this for himself can certainly practice communion by hand without getting into debt. But whoever perceives from his inner being that this is not the right for him would rather renounce it or seek ways to receive communion without this burdening of his conscience. But in any way, when receiving the Holy Communion, one has to avoid any kind of confrontation. I can say no more at this point. It is a very sensitive and also important subject to which I return if necessary. Thanks again for your trust.
The communion verse we listen today says, "They ate and were well filled, for the Lord gave them what they craved, so that their craving was not frustrated."
Attendite populus meus, lege mea, inclinate a